Yes, every Tuesday, RTRFM's Ross Chisholm drops by to give us a lesson in local music history on the land that time forgot. It rekindles long-lost memories for some of us, or it introduces us to music maybe we never knew existed right on our doorstep. But Ross is away for a few weeks, so instead we're going to meet some bands themselves, starting this morning with a couple of members of Adam Said Galore. They're getting set to come together for the Big 40, and Andrew Ryan joins us. Morning.
Good morning. Hi.
And Simon Struthers as well. Good morning to you, Simon.
Good morning.
Welcome to you both. You do this occasionally, right?
Simon see each other occasionally. How are you? How are you, man?
Yeah, all right. Good catch up. It's been a while.
For special occasions, Adam Said Galore do come together, and the Big 40 is one of them. Why? Like, what's your criteria for saying yes to an Adam Said Galore gig?
I can go back. And it was, in fact, the year of my birth, as well as the original set of band members that in which RTRFM itself was born. So we feel
you were all born in 1977.
Except for me.
Except for Simon.
Yeah. Hence his, you know, dashing youthfulness.
By 1 year, I think. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Becomes less and less relevant. But in high school, it was a thing.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I bet it was. Mm. Of course.
The young guy.
Matter back then.
With a Samick bass amp.
Hey, I had a bass for one day and then I joined this band, so that's
really?
Not a bad effort. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about high school soon, but so this is occasion enough, RTRFM's 40th birthday, your 40th anniversary as well, I guess.
That's right.
As a human being.
As human beings.
Yeah.
So to speak.
So you're all in it together and you're going to come together for this particular gig.
Yeah. Doug's was last year, wasn't it? So yeah, this is our annual gig. Last year it was Cam Doug's. This year it's RTR's 40.
Well, we're glad to have you on board. Thank you very much. High school is when it all started.
High school, yes.
94?
92. And maybe even 91. Michael Lake's house. He had a little cool room with long shag pile carpet. And I remember us all rehearsing in that little spot. We had this drummer named Stephen Betts. Is that his name?
Stuart Betts.
Yeah. And then he wasn't able to get to one of the jams. And Matt McGuire seemed cool. He was a good skater and had different blonde hair.
So he was in high school too?
Yeah.
He was always a drummer. He just never owned a drum kit.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He ended up being the drummer by virtue of looking cool.
And where did he get the drum kit from? Whose did he borrow?
I don't know that part.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he just remembered that he looked cool.
He filled in the gaps somehow. But yeah,
okay.
And we had this one jam and it was like, whoa, that was amazing. So we all got together and Stuart Betts found out. We told him, politely.
Okay.
We're still friends.
Stewie, you're so much friends that you forgot his name.
It's been a while.
So you were on that shag pile carpet, you were having a jam and you thought, something's here, this is magic. We had a moment.
Yeah, and we went with that for three albums from 15 years later.
Amazing.
Yeah, and then have since chilled out.
Yes, for sure.
We haven't really broken up or stopped, though. It's just sort of, it got harder, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You've got lives, you've got other things and other passions.
People in different states always make things more difficult.
Yeah, absolutely. The idea of breaking up for me is it's inapplicable for bands. If a unit works really well together, then there's no need for the sense of drama of we're breaking up. And I think that comes from the discourse of romance, not functional bands.
And maybe from the media as well, needing to like have something to talk about sometimes.
Yeah, they haven't paid a lot of attention to us until today.
Yeah, I always thought it was one of those things where bands needed to make a bit of money before they broke up to actually pay back all the debts.
Of course.
So they do the big breakup show.
And then they can sell tickets to the reunion show.
Yeah, that comes.
All right, I feel like we're strategizing here.
Yeah, here we go.
Let's take it off air.
Yeah, guys, you should have thought of all of this. But, okay, so we were back in high school. What, like, did you come together over music because you had played music sort of formally in school, or were you listening to music? Were you bonding over the bands that you loved?
All of us were self-taught, and we wanted to make a little music gang, so we did. And played at, like, dinner dances and,
We did the school dinner dance. That was a bit of a highlight.
Really?
I can't remember the teacher that was tapping his foot. But
I'd had a guitar for a whole of 24 hours by the time I joined the band, I think.
Yeah.
It was literally like, hey, you've got a guitar, let's hang out on Lakey's shag pile carpet and play.
Yeah, cool. And what, like, did you play covers as well?
No, we made instrumental originals.
There might have been one little dinner dance there where we snuck in a Chili Peppers song or two.
Oh, I think Andrew was avoiding.
I was going for the, I was going for the respectful path. Let's take it up air.
All right, we are joined by Andrew Ryan and Simon Struthers from Adam Said Galore. We're delving back into their history, which started back in high school and spent a bit of time on a shag pile carpet. Now we're going to take a couple of tunes this morning. I reckon first, should we go with something from The Driver Is Red?
Yeah, well, this in fact has a hidden track at the end of it, but we could even chat slightly over as that instrumental section enters, given the theme of the last 10 minutes.
Absolutely.
So this is Magic Planes.
Yeah?
This is that track.
Yeah, cool. Should we do it?
Magic Planes. What else does it say about this track? It was literally Andrew wrote lyrics to this as we were recording it, so I think we were tracking guitars and he was out scribbling lyrics and then all of a sudden he did the vocal in about three takes and it's all done.
Amazing.
Let's
listen to it.
I really vibe up on this one still.
All right, this is Adam Said Galore on Breakfast and Andrew and Simon are going to stick around.
Dealer and his ways, much too smart for these days. Evil's tooth, grappling hook, magic planes. That boy, he came along to the club. A lot, robust man, he found love. Jared was my friend. We could run, I was 10. Climbing trees, chased by bees, we could run. Skip, skipping. So let's fly without new hope. Skip, skip, skipping. Our little crew is strong, just like.
on RTR FM 92.1 from Adam Said Galore. It's Magic Planes on Breakfast and taking us back to what? Players Nightclub?
The
era of Players.
Yeah, we were dancing to a, I don't know, big beat and, well, I was, and house music while making those kinds of, I guess, introspective guitar areas.
But still, each one inspired the other.
Various stories are involved.
As you can tell by the breakbeats involved in that song.
Oh, absolutely. huge. Yeah. Chemical Brothers would be jealous.
If you listen closely.
Now, you mentioned that there was a little hidden thing at the end of this, and this is what we're hearing.
Yeah, this track is a reference to the dearly departed Ted Ryan, in the sense that there's a song called Barber Ted, all about, well, my grandfather, who was a barber in the Luna Cafe, you know, the Luna Cafe there? That was his barber shop in the 70s and 80s.
Really?
Anyway, and this is Middle Ted, part of the piano, which Dan Erickson from Blue Tile Lounge, in fact, played. I wanted to play it, but he was much better than me. and this is the instrumental outtake version of that tune, which follows on as a hidden track, as is in keeping with your earlier segment.
Absolutely. I was giving a bit of a shout-out to Dennis Gedling's hidden track special on Siamese Dream last night. You can check out his playlist. I don't know if he played any Adam Said Galore.
That's the problem with hidden tracks. You don't actually know they're there, do you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Now, we are catching up with Simon Struthers and Andrew Ryan from Adam Said Galore ahead of the Big 40 on November 19. Are you going to play that track? You're going to play Magic Planes?
So am. We're so going to play it.
Yeah. It's been a while since we played that one, but I think it's on the cards this time around.
It's definitely happening.
Yeah.
So we've got a bit of revision to do.
You've got a bit of work.
I've listened to that one like a million times, so I'm ready to do it.
Okay, that's a start. Yeah.
Mm. Now, looking back, Simon and Andrew, obviously you both are still involved in music and you've made a lot of music since these days. But looking back at this time and your time in Adam Said Galore, what were some of the highlights and most... Because you did some exciting stuff, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You were on TV.
for all of 3 minutes, yeah?
Yeah, we were on a video com. Our good friend Tay Vandenberg, who I lived in a share house with on... what's that name of that street?
Daphne.
It's in Daphne.
There you go.
In North Perth there. There were six of us in this house, and he was making this crazy video for his school project, and it ended up being a stop-motion animation vid for our tune, Simon.
Bouncing on a pin.
Bouncing on a pin. Thank you. Very good. And, we won this. I got the swapsies going on.
Oh, with the headphones.
That's all right.
They're throwing you off. Should I turn it down? Is that better?
No,
you want to keep it going?
It's hot. Anyway, so...
You have to take your headphones off, bro.
There you go.
Yeah?
So he made this vid and we entered it to recovery and we, like, won and they flew us there and we spent...
How glamorous.
We stayed in this super dodgy...
The Cosmo? Was it the Cosmo in St Kilda?
I remember we stayed in the King's Cross. And we were hanging around out there. I remember that. It was fun. Anyway, playing on TV, that was exciting. But then I looked back at the time and, I don't know, I looked really gawky.
It was pretty random. A friend did all the work on this film clip and we ended up just taking all the glory for it and we got flown over to play on recovery. But I remember that TV performance. There's that one drum roll. Matt dropped one beat in the middle of the roll. It's like, oh, my God, he's lost the beat. What are we going to do? But we all just snuck into it. I don't know how that happened. I guess that was the pressure of having cameras.
Absolutely.
And I think who was on Midnight Oil on that show? Nick Cave was on that show. Rick Dictator on that show.
That's huge.
It was good fun, yeah.
Dude, and you did it.
We were like, yes, we've made it. And then nothing exciting ever happened after that.
Well, we sold out Greenwich after that.
Oh, excellent. Well, yeah.
The following weekend, we sold out Greenwich for
And then it was all downhill.
Yeah, pretty much. Until the 40th, which is coming
exactly,
up.
Exactly.
And not to mention this moment.
Huge. Well, hey, don't joke, because Nicola's been in touch. And Nicola says, Adam Said Galore have always been my favourite band. I remember the first time I heard them back in the late 90s when I returned from living in Sydney, and she can't wait to see you again at the Big 40th. So, yeah, a lot of great memories for people and, a great... people looking forward to seeing you play occasionally, as you do. You also played some shows with Tortoise back in
the day too. Moving on from recovery and including Tortoise, we then toured with Something for Kate.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we all fell in love with each other. And I played a solo support for Paul Dempsey a little while ago, and I wasn't in the room, but he gave us mad props. He was saying to the whole room how ASG had done this stuff. And
yeah, cool.
Kind of wanted our town to know about his opinion of our band. And so that was super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a lovely, lovely, super talented guy. So the connection with Something for Kate was special. But I think I just like the idea that we still get to play every now and then.
Yeah. Will you ever make new music together in Adams at Galore?
Well, if Matt moves to Perth.
We're all back in the same room in a couple of weeks' time, so who knows? We'll see what happens.
Hey. That's a good way.
All right. Maybe you could have a pilgrimage to the old players' site.
Yeah, we'll put the pill in pilgrimage.
We're going to go out with Lost Animals. Thank you so much for coming in. And yes, the big 40 is when we can see you together again. Celebrating RTRFM's 40th anniversary and your 40th anniversaries, let's face it.
I'm facing it.
Let's go out with Lost Animals. Andrew Simon, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cool.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.